This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 18. The Centurion and the Guards. A reading comes from Matthew chapter 27. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Have you ever seen something that was so amazing you just couldn't stop talking about it? Maybe it was something incredible that happened at a special event, or something you saw while hiking or traveling, or in a TV documentary. Whatever it was so astonishing that you had to tell everyone around you about it. That was the reaction of the centurion and the guards who watched over Jesus' execution. They saw everything that happened to him. And after everything had happened, after Jesus had given up his spirit, they couldn't help declaring exactly who Jesus was. Encountering Jesus has that effect on people still today. When Jesus shows up in our lives and does something miraculous, or we are able to see the work of his spirit through an individual or a community, we can't help sharing that good news with everyone we meet. What amazing things has Jesus done in your life that you can't help sharing with others? In what ways have you encountered him when you didn't expect to? Not all of us may be able to think of something right away, but on this Good Friday, we can look again at the story of Jesus' death and remember that he died for us. Jesus died so that each one of us can live as a forgiven child of God. This is the foundational good news that we can share with everyone. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for showing up in our lives and helping us by your Spirit to grow in faith. Above all, thank you for dying for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.